We've got to talk about the oil rally on the day. This afternoon, West Texas crude oil, it settled above $90 a barrel for the first time since October of 2014. Meanwhile, Brent crude, that's up 13% year-to-date, more than 60% over the past 52 weeks, showing this continued move higher as OPEC signals its intention to maintain its policy of moderate output. So for more on this, let's bring in Paul Ciana, who's the Bank of America Chief Global FICC Technical Strategist. Paul, help us break this down first and foremost. With the rally that we have been seeing, is there any sight of cooling down?
Thanks for having me. It would be a pleasure to discuss oil. Look, I think the biggest pictures here in the secular trend for oil is undoubtedly bullish in the technical charts. But when you boil down sort of, you know, the biggest picture to the medium and the short term, to answer your question specifically, yes, there are some short-term concerns here for the oil rally. Number one, oil prices have trended to the top end of their upward sloping channel, which in February is about $90 to $92.50 a barrel. So we're starting to see some resistance in the chart that oil prices might not be able to push much higher from here right now. Number two, momentum is getting overbought in those short-term charts. So oftentimes that can lead to a pivot. And if you look at the trading sessions over the last week or so, there have been a number of higher tails, meaning the sessions trade higher during the day, but ultimately close kind of down at the middle or the low end of the range. Now, today is a little bit of an exception to that because we did have a nice big up close this afternoon, but we're still just barely approaching the top of that channel, which may be the resistance point for an overbought dip.
Paul, this is Emily here. Thanks for joining us. How much of a threat are oil prices at current levels to economic activity? Is this something that could potentially slow down growth here in the U.S. because of this inflation that we're seeing in energy prices?
You know, I think it is getting there. But it's not necessarily at a level for long enough that, you know, ruins consumer spending, for example. I think everybody's been home saving some of their gas money for a year or two, ready to get out on the road and actually spend money on at the pump to go do things and live their life. And that's where the second half of the, you know, oil rally might actually come from, is the fact that people need to get out and they want to get out.
And so let's think about some of the other commodities that, people might look to at this time, even outside of oil. Where should we be focusing our attention on for where there might be another leg up?
That's a great question. And, you know, we touched briefly in a question on inflation. Well, inflation is typically good for all commodities, all real assets. And the way that the charts read, while they're being bullish oil, they're actually bullish commodities in general. The overall commodity indices we review on a technical basis do look like they are trending higher. So the next two big candidates within that would be something in base metals like copper prices and in precious metals like gold. And both of these charts have been trending sideways into a tighter and tighter range, often called a triangle pattern on the technical charts. And those types of patterns usually precede a spring-like move in price action, which would mean copper prices and gold should be accumulated while they are trendless and kind of, you know, converging inside this pattern, ideally for a breakout higher this year.
How much are you seeing geopolitical risks like Russia-Ukraine tensions playing into the oil price action that we're seeing right now? And when do you expect those to dissipate?
You know, there's a lot of factors driving oil, the geopolitical risks in Russia and Ukraine, the negotiations and discussions with Iran. We can even probably add Venezuela and some of the South American countries to that. Geopolitical risks are high, but they're high for both, you know, adding supply as well as taking away supply. So there can over time be some balance between different forces. The headlines this morning from the U.S. administration stepping back a little bit from the imminent threats of Russia and Ukraine as far as their description of the situation is actually something that may alleviate oil prices for the short term because maybe there is not a risk of confrontation. But there's many other factors here. It's been ice cold in the north for longer than it seems and deeper than it seems as far as temperatures go. Economies, like we said, are reopening. Inflation, as we noted, is high. So there are a number of factors. But when you look at momentum and sentiment, they just look really stretched right now. So do you want to buy oil when it's trading at $90, $92 a barrel, when you maybe get some copper and gold for a better price before they break out? I think the trade might be leaning that way.
How long are these prices sustainable for industries that rely on larger purchases to operate everything from airlines all the way to some of the kind of larger travel elements that are out there that are trying to buy their barrels, if you will, in broader bulk?
Sure. So, you know, the secular technical call is that oil prices peaked in 2008 and they bottomed in 2020. So that's a 12-year decline in oil prices. So how long could oil prices theoretically go up if the world was perfectly symmetrical? For 12 years, we could be having a series of higher highs and higher lows that takes oil prices to new all-time highs. Now, within that construct, could there be a 30% decline, 40% decline? Sure, there could be. But ultimately, with that tide pointing higher, I think higher energy prices and probably higher commodity prices may be a multi-year scenario that markets, corporations, everybody has to deal with.